Head coach Tom Ceratori joining us. Tom, congratulations.
Thanks.
That was a weird game.
It was a really weird game. But you know what? It was going to be that kind of game. And, I thought, again, with the first 10 minutes of the first period, I thought we were out to lunch. And then I thought we played a lot better the last 10 minutes. Then the second period, it was a weird period. Like, we didn't really do a lot. But we hung on, and we hung on. And they were close. There was a lot of close calls for them, you know. They had a lot of near misses.
A lot of those near misses came with your guys with sticks in passing and shooting lanes and deflecting shots before it ever got in on Bitzer.
No, our guys have good sticks. And, again, we put a lot of pride in our sticks, and we watch a lot of video. And, you're spot on. But, again, they were dicey calls.
Jay Dickman, another redirect goal out front. That's what he's best at.
Absolutely.
I thought that was a great play by Adam Brady, just getting that thing through to the net, though.
No, absolutely. That's what we tried to do because they were so aggressive. They were taking our top away. It wasn't about anything more than just getting the puck down low and then just making a play down there.
As Charlie Combs rips that backhander from the defensive blue line, is that the typical coach saying, oh, no, oh, no, and it goes in and you say, hey, great play?
Exactly. It was like, oh, no, what are you doing? And then I go, Charlie, I'm happy you score, but don't you ever do that again. No, that was I was not too pumped up when I saw that, mostly when he had an easy clear. I told the guys, if you have to ice a puck because we got a two-goal lead, do it. But I didn't mean it literally. I was talking if we were running around and the puck was down low below the goal line, if we got a hammer one out, by all means, do it just to survive, not to, you know, we had an easy chip there. But, again, whatever. Schultz, we got 13 hours to worry about that.
You guys obviously took advantage of the five-minute major there, but your power play gets two power play goals tonight, missing two important cogs of your power play.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's little testament to the guys right there, a little test, and the guys responded.
He said in the pregame the guys might have been getting bored. You had to put guys in different spots, and certainly there was some crisp execution there on those couple of power plays.
So. Absolutely. Can you hear me, Schultzy?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, I just hit the mic. I just hit a button on the mic. I don't know if I shut myself off or not. Sorry about that.
On the road here, knowing what this month is going to be like, and you're already 4 out of 4 in league play.
No, you can't ask for any more, and we got a little work to do, and we know what we got to do next weekend.
But now you're greedy, right?
Absolutely.
See you then,
All
Coach.
Right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, with us on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show tonight.